I hear the dog is exciting for another coffee break.
Well, the thing is, my wife is going out, and he's showing off. She's showing off a wee bit. I've looked at his room. She don't like that. She's going to get either of us. She gets a bit shirty. She'd be locked in a room at the moment to keep her quiet.
Yeah, I remember our neighbor where I grew up. They had a dog. It was always barking when they went at home. My mother told after a little while I noticed that it didn't bark as often as it used to. My mom told me a few years ago that the owners were fed up that the dog was always barking when they weren't at home. So they during a weekend they trained the dog that stop barking. Because it didn't bark when they were at home, because they used to yell at him, and he didn't like that. So they started going out the usual way and down the street, and then they went in from the back door. And when the dog started barking, they went out the front door and asked him to stop. So the dog learned that it couldn't trust that the owners were away when they went away. So he stopped barking.
They're ultrasonic things. You could train your dog to stop barking. I tell you, the funniest thing that happened was down our road, there's a bloke called Rodney. We call him Dave, Rob's reasons. If you ever go on Fools and Horses, well, he's Dave, because he was a Rodney, really. And he looks after the dogs in the village for all the people. It's his dog, he walks all the dogs. And he's got these rather big dogs. And so one of them was quite elderly. And the thing, my reverend, the vicar in our church, got a little Jack Russell. It barks, and the dog dropped dead. Roddy's dog dropped dead, and he had to do the funeral for the dog. He had to bury the dog, and a little dog killed it. It was one of these massive dogs, massive type dogs, and a couple of Alsatians, and they did drop dead. It was very old. He must have had a tiki heart or something. But it all went around the village that the poor little dog, the reverend's dog, killed it off. He had to apologise to the man and do the funeral on him. I use this. See that? Excuse me a moment. On our front door, we've got that connected to our front door. It's got a couple of magnets on it. It stops it going back, stops going alarm, and what it was with my wife, and know if the door is open, the dog, so it gives us alarm, the door is open. But my dog really hates that noise. She goes mad every time she hears the door open. She just goes ballistic. I connected up a wee battery on there. The original one worked on some pep coin batteries, which used to eat them like nobody's business. We could only have about half a day on it, and then the batteries were flat and they're quite expensive. So I wired up to a power supply, the 5-volt power supply to it, with a voltage regulator and a couple of sisters to reduce it down to about 3.3, and it worked quite well. So this is the Mark II version. This one's got a small battery on the end, a small lithium battery, which came out of something else. The idea of that is, if the power, when the power goes off, which it goes off quite often around here, the battery takes over for a while, to the power goes back on again. But inside there's a diode in there, and these two other two wires which are loose are the charging wires, which go to a charging circuit I made. So I could leave it on if the power goes off during the day sometimes, the alarm, the doorbell whistle ring. That's the idea. It's got a 300 milliamp lithium battery out of this piece of an old iPad or something, an old computer. But they will last a long time. So that's the idea, that I've got a charging circuit built into that. There's a couple of diodes here. So you steer the current, so you can charge it and have the battery on at the same time. Similar to what Robbie, I did told Robbie to do, you know. Similar to what I was doing to Robbie, you know. What I told Robbie to do with his two power supplies. A similar idea. So that's what I was there, though. I'm going to fit that one probably on Monday, probably, and take back the old one. And I'll put the other one on another door somewhere, because we can't leave the door open with the dog. Because if the door's open, the dog will shoot out of line and go up the road, chase the rabbits. There's a field of rabbits up about three doors up from me, and he goes in there chasing the rabbits all day. There's rabbits in there. And he just goes in and chases the rabbits. We can't get him back. Let's go call the farmer in and try. Me and the farmer last time, which spent most of one evening trying to chase the dog out of the field, trying to get him to come home again.
Yeah. Hello, OnePlus Pro.
he chases the rabbits around the field.
See, you fixed your username now.
Do you have myxomatosis in Finland still? Do you have myxomatosis? Do you have that rabbit disease, myxomatosis? You don't know what I'm talking about. In England, they choose their disease to keep the rabbit population down. And they used to disband like that. Still, because they were in another sort of world, because they were drugged up, and the farmers used a pot shot with a six ball or something. It's to keep rabbits down. It's a way of populating rabbits in England to keep them down in the country. It's called myxomatosis. That in Australia as well. It wipes all the rabbits out. Basically, they're all just a zombie-fied, all zombie rabbits. Yeah, you could go up to a rabbit when they got myxomatosis in them, and they just stand there and watch it. They're in another world. They're bummed out, you know. They're like on drugs, they've been bummed out. Not nice. It's cruel.
Yeah. I see you have put on a nice shirt for today.
What?
You have dressed up for today, in addition, as opposed to what you usually do.
What?
I see. I noticed that you have put on a nice shirt today.
Oh, yeah. I just died by accident. If you read.
Yeah.
Right, I got a problem in my bowels. I went to the doctor one day, and he said, because I got a genetic problem in my bowels, I can't go to the loo, which is quite embarrassing. All the family's got it as well. Anyway, he'll let me try me on all different sorts of medicine, and none of them work. One day he gave me that, and it didn't work. I said, you give me your money back guarantee. It's called money back. In English, it's money back. And I said, you have to give me money back guarantee. The poor doctor, I think he wet himself. He never laughs about you, fell off his chair in Europe. And they'd have to keep trying different to make me go to the loo, you know. What I use it for is to put on top of the camera. I use it for the camera, see.
Ah. Nice.
He got my money back. But on the top of my camera, there's a brass stand thing. I wonder what sort of stand could I use to. What sort of stand would that? What sort of as a kid that would be, do you know?
No, I have no idea.
It's a camera. Yeah, for screw for camera.
Normally cameras have a screw in order to put a stand on them, but not all cameras do that. My camera does not have a stand. It is just a flip that mounts on top of the screen, and it's I just flip it backwards on the back part, so it's
you've got a plinth that on the bottom of the plinth. It looks like a standard screw hole for putting a mount on it or stand on it or something.
If there's a screw on the, if you can screw something on the underside on the bottom, then you can have a stand of some kind to screw it up.
Yeah, I think I look for a piece of oak, a square piece of oak that I could screw it onto, which will be heavy enough to stop the thing falling over all the time on the desk. If I can find something the right thread, I suppose it's a metric thread, I suppose. I'll try some metric thread first, and if not, I'll try something else. I'll try UPS.
I have a LogMeIn camera. The LogMeIn made the camera, so it's a USB 720p camera.
This is a 720p as well, yeah. But it's not better than the old one, isn't it? Because the old one was terrible.
Yeah.
The dog got it. That's the problem. And the focusing part of it, and there was a band of plastic that went round it, and it sort of fell. It sort of got it in his mouth and chewed it a wee bit, so it wouldn't go back on the gate. So I couldn't adjust the focus very well. So that's why it was a bit bad. I knew it was bad, but I didn't want to say anything to you. Yeah, how long it took you not to, to tell me?
I just found a picture on the web. I'll show you. This is the camera that I use, only mine is blue.
It's the same as mine.
Yeah, so what I do, I just put it on top of the screen, and this back part here, it's on the back of this, and it's quite stable this way.
I'll have to try that. I'll try that next time.
Yeah.
I'll try to put it on the screen, yeah.
And then you don't have to screw it on anything. It can just stand there. Yeah, like that. That works very nice. Maybe point it a little down, but yeah.
you won't believe the amount of wires, leads, things that people want me to fix.
Yeah, I know all about wires. I have a server room downstairs in my basement, and I have in my living room, I have 4 computers running. I have 3 desktop computers here, where one is just a file server, and I have on my under my TV, I have a laptop, an i7 Intel laptop with Kodi running that I use for my media center. So, and then I have one new rack server and a desktop server in my basement. The desktop server is serves as my router and my mail server, and yeah.
Yeah, I've got 4 servers. The PlayStation 4 servers, they live upstairs in a spare bedroom. They're connected to the UPS all the time because of power problems here, because power goes in and out, up and down all the time. They never can keep the power up in this place. I think the farmers decided to destroy lead wires every so often with their tractors, and all the power goes off in one part of the village. So, yeah. Got UPS on it, so I don't know any accidents happen, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I need another UPS to be to serve in the systems in my basement. I have a UPS up in the living room, but I'm not going to extend a 50-meter power cord just to use the same UPS in the basement. So
No. I think it's only after that too. I think the others have joined it. I think it's only after two today.
Yeah, Robbie said that he wouldn't be able to join today. So
okay.
Maybe others also stopped trying. I don't know. Okay. Also, it's a weekend, so I know BP9 is most likely offline until Monday.
You know, we've done that in every weekend, yeah. I'll show you outside.
Nice.
Yeah. See the tower outside. See the tower outside. You can probably see the tower. It's folding over. At the moment it's been making sure the other mate, a friend of mine, to go up and dry him up and fix the antenna. Nothing much wrong with it. It just needs to be tightened onto the got the elements of move to be in the wind. So I had to go and do that one time. Probably when the lockdown finished, we were going to do it in February, but when we had the lockdown, we couldn't do it. So we just left it.
Do you live? I noticed there were some trees outside. Are you living in a rural part of the country?
Very rural. There's nobody around.
Same as me.
It is very rural. We don't see anybody. There's a field opposite to me out of my window across the river, which has got cow, which is relations of mine. There's a piece of land next door I own. Yeah. It's got pretty big trees on. Then there's a field, and another field to the next ridge, which is about 3 miles away. Ballymoney is about 2, 3, 4 miles away. So there's a couple of houses over the road, but that's about it, really.
Yeah, the nice part of living, I live immersed in a similar location. There is two houses nearby, 200 meters away from me, on each two sides. And then on each side of those, again, there is a kilometer in each direction, there is no one. So the nice part is that I can do what I like, and no one is bothered by anything and not seeing anything I do. I like it.
Yeah, I got the same thing. I can run the radio on the phone to watch, and I don't get any complaints from anybody because I'm far enough away from anybody to
And there is in the end, and the road is a dead end. It ends in the a lake, a somewhat large lake. It takes to drive from the bottom, all the, from one side along all the way to alongside to the other end. It takes 30 minutes in a car. So, and on the end of the road here, there is 7 or 8 cabins. So they are during the summer. So they, in the summertime, there is some traffic here, but nothing that I can't handle, having lived 30 years in the city.
Yeah, well, I was born in London, but I lived in rural England as well. Actually, a small village that I was related to most of the village, like here. I'm related to most of the people in the village. I lived in England, also the one I lived in over here as well. They were my father's relations and blood relations of my father. They were a sister of my father and all their relations. I lived down in Hampshire for a while. I lived over Leicestershire and all over the place, but it's all right. You know, is there fish in your lake?
Yes. My parents often are out in the lake the 20 minutes north of here at the other side, at the other end of the lake. You can rent a boat, a small boat, and then you can go on the lake fishing. And they often do that in the summer.
What sort of fish are they? Are they trout or salmon?
I have no idea.
We got trout in the bottom of our river, and they fish in the bottom of our river.
Yeah, but I think there is a trout. There usually is a trout in the Norwegian lakes.
Yeah, because we're on the River Bush, you know, where they made the whiskey. That's a very old whiskey. That's very, very old. The oldest one in the world. You can look up Bush Mills, and we're down on the same river as that. And the trout in that river as well. Yeah. They all fish up. They all fish on the other side of the lake. I say maybe so often. They're fishing for trout in the summertime. And I've seen them recently. I suppose it's because of lockdown. We get all sort of wildlife as well. We get herons and some carrion birds and some small hawks and things like that. So we often see them. There's quite a lot of different things to see. And cows, as cows that come over the river, just like to swim. Okay.
I'm just you mentioned birds. There is a big bird that is staying here during the summers. I'm just trying to look at the English name for it.
It's a herring. The herring, does he just stand there with long legs and just stand there?
The name of the birds that are on the fields here, it says on the English Wikipedia, common crane is the English name, English name for it.
What?
Crane.
Oh, crane.
Yeah. Charlie Romeo Alpha November Echo.
we get we get those small birds that just sit there, and they've got very long legs, and they just sit there and stand still, and they just dive in and take a fish or two.
Yeah, and we also have there are quite a lot of animals moving around here. In the winter, there are two elks who are moving around the fields here, and a small group of reindeer were moving in the fields, poking at the snow and locating the grass and underneath. And there also is deer who also.
They're protected. Are they protected? Could you take a 12-bore and bop one? Could you do that, or would you be in trouble if you bopped a reindeer?
The reindeer is most likely owned by someone. There is not too far north of here. There is. They are herding reindeer, so I'm guessing that those who have been the herders around here, I'm sure that they belong to someone.
Okay, yeah, so you don't do that. Yeah.
But there is the next municipality just north of here is. There is quite large gathering of Lapp people. I don't know them.
Tiny people, and it's Tiny in English, really, we call them.
Yeah. And they are officially recognized in the local municipality, as they have there are Norwegian and Sami is the Sami, the language, the two languages in that municipality is equal.
Yeah, so, we call them, because we have our kind. We have foxes, birds, and badgers and all sorts of weasels and all sorts of strange things come up here, and rats as well, but unfortunately they come from the river and they're quite big, and so we have to get a crowd from them a wee bit, because they're a bit too tame, I think, some of them. There's a thing called kingfishers. About kingfishers, we got a kingfisher in the valley. I've seen a kingfisher here. We're walking down by the bank. I saw the kingfisher once or twice. It was just a quick blue blur, and it was gone. But it was a kingfisher. And they're not too common in England, I don't think.
I noticed the cranes that the birds that I'm living here. I lived there for 2 days when I woke up one morning and I heard a noise that I hadn't heard before, and then I had to find out what on earth that bird was. I have never seen the bird is quite large. The size of it is close to the size of a swan, the white swan. They are almost as big as those, so they are quite high.
Yeah. Swans can do you a lot of damage. If you get an argument with a swan, it could do a lot of damage to you, because they can get quite uppity and they could get quite nasty. We used to keep a guinea fowl here, which was like a big chicken, I suppose. My wife kept them, and some bounty ducks as well. The guinea fowl used to walk around our garden, and used to go and get the eggs. We had to go to go look for the eggs, but they disappeared one afternoon, and we think that somebody took a couple of them, and the others flew off somewhere. They just appeared one afternoon, one day, and we fed them and looked after them every so often. I'll tell you another story. When I lived in England, down in Hampshire, I was walking up the road, and it's like a main road up Guildford. And it's quite rural, and walking up the road, and I didn't have my glasses on, and my sight pretty bad. It's not supposed to be white, but it's pretty bad. And walking up the road, and I saw this brown thing next to me. And I noticed, thought it was a dog, carried on. And my cousin said to me, "Did you know, to take them out the gate up the road, did you know what that was?" "No," she said, "it was a fox. It was following me all the way up the road, walking up the road up towards the shops." It was so tame. It was on a main road as well, and it didn't care. This thing didn't care. And I didn't say, "I just thought it was a brown dog."
But I think that it's time. The time is come to wrap up, even if there was just the two of us. So, for those watching the on-demand version, we will be back tomorrow. Sorry, we didn't have an introduction today, but we assumed there will be more joining. And so we will see you again tomorrow. Hopefully, Robbie will be here and a few other people. So, see you all tomorrow, people. Yeah. Bye.
Thank you, Johnny. I know you're.